You do this at night? After
Day or night. It wouldn't make no difference. It will work. But it will attract them fish mostly at night, but that would able to attract them fish. Another thing, you talking about fishing at night, they fish on the lights down at the, and you can do the same thing at the lake, but you hang your light over the, they used to hang a lantern over the water, and the reason they did that was because these fish would come in there to get these bugs that hit this hot light and fall down in the water.
Mm-hmm.
These fish would come get them and then fish right there under the light, mm-hmm. and you just catch yourself a whole slew of fish. And I don't know what that light deal does down at, I guess, I don't know what it does down in salt water, but they have big lights
mm-hmm.
that shine out there. And my wife fished, and many a night she fished all night long. She was one of them people that she wouldn't quit. She
mm-hmm.
never caught no big fish in her life, but she sure tried. She tried for many years to catch a big fish. The biggest fish she ever caught was about a 4-pound redfish.
Uh-huh. You ever heard those lights called flambeaux?
What's that?
Those lights. Have you ever heard them called flambeaux?
No.
And the kind of insect that bites you at night.
Mosquito?
And what's an insect that stays around the lake maybe? It's about a couple of inches long. It's got real shiny wings. Two pairs of shiny wings. And it's real graceful. Like if you're fishing, it might land right on top of your fishing rod.
Well, they got a name for him too. We call him mosquito hawk.
Uh-huh. Any other name for it? Did you ever hear of a snake doctor or a dragonfly?
Yeah, I've heard of him, but I don't know
mm-hmm.
what he looked like.
If you hadn't cleaned a room in a while, up in the ceiling, stretched across the corner, you might find a
cobweb.
Would you call it that if it's outside across a bush?
Yeah, well, you'd call it webs. You wouldn't call it, I don't know that you put the cobwebs on it, but
mm-hmm.
you'd call it a web. Well, you wouldn't, really wouldn't, ordinarily would, it's according to who's talking.
Mm-hmm.
But the web outside would be just a web,
mm-hmm.
a spider web.
And if you're walking through the woods, a tiny red insect gets on you, kind of burrows in your skin.
Red bug.
Huh?
Red bug.
Okay. And what kinds of insects will sting you?
Hmm. Oh boy. Now you ask $64 question. There's bees, hornets, wasps, yellow jackets, and scorpions. Oh, I don't know. Ants. And there's no end to what you take over in your part of the country. You fellas got a real bad one. That's the fire ant. It's coming into Texas now. It's up in East Texas now. And they make a big hill, but they're not all fire ants. We had the old big red ant, but that fire ant is and they're known to kill people.
Mm-hmm. Where does the yellow jacket build its nest?
On a limb, on the eave of the house, or any place he can find a building, that he might be most anywhere.
What's the other thing you mentioned?
Wasp, the same. They also builds a nest, big red wasp, black wasp.
Uh-huh. Talking about several of those, you talk about several. Talk about a lot of
wasp nest, or mm-hmm. yellow jacket nest, a hornet's nest over the hornet. They go down underground. They build them underground. These
mm-hmm.
farmers, they also know to kill people. They be cause of people's death by man be mowing hay and run drive his mowing machine over one of them hornets.
Mm-hmm.
And there'd be so many of them get on them and him and the horse.